in this great house, wherever we are located. It said what, Yuri?
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver.
There are brothers and there are sisters who are gold, who are silver material. They are applying what we just read in Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Go ahead.
But also of wood and of earth.
Meaning no good. There's brothers and sisters who are here with fringes and a border of blue, but they know damn good. They have not changed their lives. They are the same as they were 2-3 years ago. Now, I'm not talking about new people that just came in. I'm not talking about that. People that have been with us for years and they're still grimy. You still that secret adulterer. You still that liar, complainer, murmurer. You are that wood and that earth. Read that again, Yuri.
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
So in every IUIC school, there are brothers and sisters who are of honor and dishonor. But it's up to the captains, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I'm using for example. They must be able to identify in their school who's the honorable men, who's the honorable women, who's the dishonorable men, who's the dishonorable sisters. If you can't do that, there's a problem. Read.
If a man, therefore, purge himself from these.
Purge yourself and cut them off. Cut them loose. Good.
He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, mm-hmm. and prepared unto every good work.
So when you purge a plant, you're pruning it. You're taking away the bad elements. So likewise with us, there are elements among us you got to cut off. You know what brothers always get you in trouble. I knew what brothers I used to always get in trouble with. Almost got arrested many a time being with these wrong Israelite brothers. Ain't no damn good. Just was grimy. I had to cut them off. I said, no, I'm not rolling with y'all no more. I'm a hang out with leadership. I'm not hanging out with y'all. Because I always found myself in trouble. Give me 2 Timothy 3 and 1.
2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1.
Read it quick.
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
What they gonna do?
For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness.
You know why it says having a form of godliness? That's those fringes everybody wears and that border blue. Walk around with your Bible. You say most high in Christ, blessed heartily. Having a form of godliness.
But denying the power thereof.
You ain't keeping no laws. In heart, you're really not keeping the commandments. Go ahead.
From such, turn away.
That's what he said in the chapter before. Purge yourself from these. Let me Isaiah 30 and 12. I'm skipping scriptures.
Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 12. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because he despised this word. And trust in oppression.
Our people despise God's laws and they trust in oppression. Go ahead.
And perverseness.
You know what oppression is, for an example? Democracy is oppression. It's an oppressive system. You know what's perversity? Christianity. God says, come as you are, stay as you be. That's what I learned in church. There was no change. Read.
Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant.
You're going to fall. IT, give me the next video right there. IT, stop the music. I want them to hear the video.
Niggas will say stupid shit like, I ain't oppressed. You know what Harriet Tubman said? She said, I would have freed so many more of my people only if they knew they were slaves. All niggas want is comfortable oppression. Niggas is okay with being oppressed as long as it's comfortable. Massa only slapped that nigga 10 times. He only slapped me 9. I'm all right with that. We pick cotton for just 23 hours a day. Nah, he didn't make us pick it sun up again 24 hours. Niggas just want comfortable oppression. And the system understands that we'll feed these niggas hope. We'll feed them false hope. We'll give them one or two niggas to idolize, to put up on a pedestal, to chase. And it's achievable, but it's not achievable. The system isn't meant for everybody to win. Because if it was, everybody would be winning.
That's we trust in oppression. We have a comfortable oppression. You making money? I'm like Jason Whitlock told me in my face, I'm not oppressed. I make $10 million a year. I'm not oppressed. That dude, Brandon Tatum, Hayden Tatum, he said, I'm not oppressed. I make money. That is comfortable oppression. That's all it is. Give me the next one, IT. Yep.
A few years ago, I watched one of the most life-changing docuseries I've ever seen. It's called Exterminate All the Brutes. And it's actually loosely based on Sven Lindqvist's nonfiction book, Exterminate All the Brutes. It's a mini-series, and it explores colonialism, racism, white supremacy, and sheer brutality of the white race across the world. It is brutal, it's devastating, but it's extremely enlightening. And you're going to learn even more about the things that white folks have done across the world. Imperialism is a hell of a drug. It's on HBO Max. I randomly watched it a few years ago and my mouth was open the whole time. There's a scene with a Native American tribe where I was just like, what the fuck? Even though these are reenactments, it felt so real. Then you're mixing it in with context and commentary from historians. It just made everything so well-rounded. To me, it was a perfectly executed docuseries, and it's also dramatized. So if you're more of a movie person, this would absolutely be for you. I ate it up. I'm actually going to watch it again tonight. But if you haven't, check it out and then circle back and let me know what you think about it.
Yeah, when y'all get a chance on HBO Max, I started watching it this morning. Very good documentary. Now, what was I supposed to get? Oh, let's go to Zechariah. Right. Thank you. Zechariah 4, Yuri, verse 6 and 7.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Everything we do, brothers and sisters, must be according to the spirit of the Most High God. Has nothing to do with our physical powers, our skills. Read.
Who art thou, O great mountain?
Who art thou, O great mountain? Who art thou, O Babylon the Great? That's what he's saying. Now remember, Zerubbabel was in the Persian captivity. Babylon was already destroyed. So now here in verse 7, who art thou, O great mountain? Go ahead.
Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain.
Hold on, give me Jeremiah 51:25. Let me look at that. Yep. Start at 24.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 24.
To show you who this mountain is. Go ahead.
Excuse me, with this Isaiah, excuse me.
Jeremiah 51:24.
Yes, sir. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 24. Yeah. And I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Lord.
Watch what he calls Babylon.
Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain.
Y'all see that? Go ahead.
Saith the Lord of hosts, which destroys all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks. It will make thee a burnt mountain.
Watch this, read.
And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord.
Now that right there lets you know it's not Iraq. Are people still living in Iraq today? Yes, this said thou shalt be desolate forever. So that's not talking about ancient Babylon. So when we go back to Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 7 again, Yuri.
Who art thou, O great mountain?
So remember, Babylon was already destroyed by Persia. So this Babylon is Babylon to come. Babylon the Great. Does everybody understand that? Go ahead.
Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone.
Who's the headstone, brothers? Christ. Go ahead.
Thereof with shoutings, crying grace, grace unto it.
Now wait, watch this. Crying grace, grace unto it. Give me Isaiah 19. We're going to read 18 to 20. Showing you Zerubbabel's in these last days.
That's right.
Isaiah chapter 19, verse 18. In that day shall five cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of Canaan.
The language of Canaan is referring to the scriptures. Go ahead.
And swear to the Lord of hosts, one shall be called the city of destruction.
One city shall be destroyed. Go ahead.
In that day shall there be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land.
And when they talk about, it is talking about where Israelites are here in Babylon the Great. Read.
In that day shall there be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt.
An altar is used to do what? Sacrifice. Go ahead.
And a pillar at the border thereof to the Lord.
Watch this.
And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt.
Go ahead.
For they shall cry unto the Lord.
They shall cry unto the Lord.
Because of the oppressors.
Because of the oppressors. Go ahead.
And he shall send them a savior.
And he shall send them a savior. Who's that savior, brothers? Go ahead.
And a great one. And he shall deliver them.
Go back to Zechariah 4. It's saying the same thing, verse 7 to 9. Go ahead. Seven.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7.
Let's go.
Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone.
The headstone is who? That's that Savior. That Savior we just read about in Isaiah. Go ahead.
Thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Why is he crying grace, grace? It said in Isaiah because of what, brothers? The oppression. The oppressed. Everybody see that, right? Good, good, good. Haggai 2, 4 to 9. Haggai 2, 4 to 9. Oh, man. I'm going to have to skip a whole lot of this stuff. I'm just real little. Yeah, go on. I have some good stuff there, too. Go ahead. Captain Yuri.
Haggai chapter 2 and verse 4.
Let's go.
Yet now, be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord.
Watch this.
And work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts.
And work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts.
According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt. So my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not.
That's why Christ said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of the world. Go ahead.
But thus saith the Lord of hosts.
What'd he say?
Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens.
He said, once it's a little while, I will shake the heavens. Good.
And the earth.
And the earth.
And the sea.
And the sea.
And the dry land.
And the dry land.
And I will shake all nations.
And I will shake all nations.
And the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory.
And I will fill God's house with glory.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
Mm-hmm.
The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house.
The glory of this latter house, meaning the house that Christ builds, go ahead.
Shall be greater.
Shall be greater.
Than of the former.
Than of the former house that Solomon built. It's going to be greater than that. Everybody understand that? Give me Malachi 3. Wait, do I want that? Just get that. I'm not going to all these precepts. We're just going to read. Yeah. Malachi 3, 1 to 6.
Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1.
It has some good precepts, but it's time. Go ahead.
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
Now, you may think initially it's talking about John the Baptist. That's a good thought. But it's actually talking about John the Baptist in the last days. Go to Malachi 4 real quick. Start at 4.
Malachi chapter 4 and verse 4. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments.
Watch this. Here it comes.
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet.
That's still John the Baptist, but in his last day would be Elijah. Go ahead.
Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
And what would he do?
And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children.
Why? Because we would forget who we are. We would lose our way. Go ahead.
And the heart of the children.
We're the children.
To their fathers.
He's going to sell us our forefathers as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Go ahead.
Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Back to Malachi 3 and verse 2 now.
Malachi chapter 3 and verse 2.
Let's go.
But who may abide the day of his coming?
See, that's how you know it's the last days. Go ahead.
And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire. And
Christ is like a refiner's fire.
And like Fuller's soap.
And like Fuller's soap. Hold that, Yuri. Zechariah 13:8-9. I know I wasn't going to precepts, but this one just stuck out to me.
Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8.
This is what it means. It refines fire and like soap. Right?
And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die.
Two out of every three of our people shall be cut off and die. Why? Because we know damn good. Right?
But the third shall be left therein.
But there's going to be a third. One third is going to be saved from this land, America. Right?
And I will bring the third part through the fire.
Through the fire?
And will refine them.
And will refine them.
As silver is refined.
As silver is refined. Good.
And will try them as gold is tried.
And will try them as gold is tried.
They shall call on my name.
Uh-huh.
And I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God.
That's the wilderness. That's the wilderness. Go back to Malachi.
Malachi.
I know I'm rushing, but bear with me.
Chapter 3, verse 2.
Uh-huh.
But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
Good.
And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in the former years.
What's the offering of Judah and Jerusalem? Chapter 1, verse 11, Malachi.
Malachi, chapter 1, verse 11. And from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name.
Incense shall be offered unto my name.
In a pure offering.
And a pure offering.
For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts.
Go back.
Malachi chapter 3 and verse 4. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years.
Come up.
And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers.
That's what I wanted to get to. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers. Give me, Yuri, Exodus 22:18 and IT. Put up the next images I gave you. Yep, that's it right there. Read, I sent y'all like four, I think. Yuri?
Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Was that it?
What? Yes, sir.
Okay, give me these. Now, I want y'all to look at these images. Give me the Atlantic.com International. No, for time's sake, just give me the video. Just give me the video, IT. For Tom, jumping the art. Yep, put that on. Pay attention, brothers.
Growing numbers of African American women in Maryland and across the nation are leaving traditional church worship. All of them are in search of something else, a spiritual belief that connects them to their ancestors and where they can feel more empowered to control their own well-being. They have found it in ancient forms of spiritual contact. Some call it witchcraft, a term they accept and embrace. Most of us, this is how we worship, a tradition that predates us all. This, too, is an ancient art of worshiping, not to God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but to spirits and deities that span the oceans and date back to pre-slavery days in Africa. Are you, in fact, witches?
I'm whatever the situation calls for. So if you come to me with pleasantries, you being respectful, you'll get Glinda, the good witch of the suburbs. But if you come at me with negativity and meanness and disrespect, then you'll get Eveline, your worst nightmare.
They have many names and titles and ranks within their belief system. They are college-educated professional women who've chosen to believe that theirs is a truer example of worship that is inclusive of the genders. It connects them, they say, to their ancestors and fills a need not found in traditional worship, though most of them grew up in the church.
I was raised Christian, all Christians in my family. In fact, my grandfather was a preacher in the South.
I also grew up Christian. I grew up Anglican in the Episcopal Church. The older I got, the more disconnect I felt.
I was raised Baptist. My father is a deacon. My mom a deaconess. I was in church all the time.
These women are part of a sect, Ile Ola Afefe Osa Meji Spiritual Temple. They worship and offer prayers to Oshun, a predominant deity.
She's the deity or the Orisha of aesthetics, beauty, sex, sensuality.
They are growing numbers of African-American women who have chosen for themselves a new life, leaving the church in search of more meaning in their lives. And yes, it can be called witchcraft. At a recent convention in Baltimore, more than 200 witches gathered, a sisterhood. But their spells are for good, not for evil.
That's what I want. So God said he's going to be against the sorcerers. Give me the next one, IT. Yep. Brothers, pay attention. You got sisters that come in with these crystals. Give me the next one with the black woman talking to her. Put it on screen.
Instead of healing you, it actually entices you and traps you into depending on it more. And then you end up needing it for every little thing. So for me, I remember the last crystal that I bought was a necklace. I used to work at an airport at that time. There are certain hours at the airport where you would get like a flood of people in. I was getting to the point where even the sound of wheeling suitcases was like overstimulated. And then God kind of revealed to me what the cause of that was anyway, which had nothing to do with me being spiritually sensitive or anything like that. But I believed at the time I needed this crystal to ground myself because the atmosphere that I worked in on a daily basis was overwhelming. If you think about it, that's actually a really unhealthy way to go about life because I would get to work sometimes and realize that I hadn't put it on. I would feel very concerned. It's almost like a placebo effect. So I would notice that I didn't have the necklace and then suddenly I would feel extra overwhelmed that day and convince myself that if I just had the necklace, then I would be fine.
So be careful. You got sister come with these crystals. It's witchcraft. And it's, oh no, it's just spirituality. Don't fall for it. You're going to have demons all up in your house. Yuri, back to Malachi.
Malachi chapter 4, chapter 3 and verse 5. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers.
So God is against sorcery. He's against that. Read.
And against the adulterers.
Adultery. What is it? Deuteronomy 22:22. They had the brothers, when they did that sit down, the Christian could not explain adultery. Read that, Yuri.
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22. If a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die, both the man that lay with the woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel.
IT, give me the next clip. The swingers clip. Yep, put it on the screen. Yuri, read that.
Connecting with swingers of color. More than a few black swingers have told us that they sometimes feel alone in a crowd of people.
This is adultery. Go ahead.
Because no one else in the room has much melanin. How is it possible to be the only black person at a party when we know there are a lot of sexy people of color in the swinging lifestyle, not finding other interracial couples? There is actually a very vibrant community of swingers of color with resources and special opportunities for you to enjoy. If you are looking to connect with other black swingers or even just hear how others navigate the lifestyle, we put together a list of resources to help.
Okay, take that off in case some of y'all get any ideas. Got a story? Want to hear it? Here you go! You might think that's a strange story about swingers, adultery. Well, excuse me, I want to say Houston, but it might be San Antonio. I'm going to say San Antonio. You know the story? Go ahead and tell a story. San Antonio. Sis over here says to another sister, they talking about their husbands. Yeah, my husband like this, my husband like that. Sister over here says, hey, how about I buy you some new lingerie for you so you and your husband can spice it up? True story. She buys her some lingerie, not just lingerie. She buys her a plug. You know what I'm talking about. True story. Now, husband over here says, hey, babe, where'd you get this plug? What is this for? So then the wife says, well, sister so-and-so bought me this. She said this could spice up our marriage. In fact, she invited us to come over. Let's go over. She takes her husband over to the house. The husband is there and the wife is there. They say, hey, let's switch partners. I like the way you look. She liked the way you look. You like the way he look. He liked the way she look. They switch. And it got real good to them. And this went on for months. We didn't know about it. And then one day, wife A, I'll say wife A, the one that said everything, she decided, I don't want to be with my husband no more. I like your husband. So that's how it came out. The husband now, who did not have a wife, got mad. Now he reveals it like the Holy Spirit came on him now. Right. Brothers, I got something to tell you. My wife is swinging with brother so-and-so and his wife. Word, swinging, what do you mean? We were switching partners. Oh, you were switching partners with them. He goes, yeah. So you didn't reveal this because the Spirit told you to reveal it. You revealed it because you were on your own. You got Jergens lotion by yourself. You mad.
Damn.
And guess what? We had to put him out. Everybody got to go. Now the brother's on YouTube like he's an all-knowing teacher. He's on TikTok. I ain't going to give you his name. I'm pretty sure the sisters, see, they always all over the place. He's going, everything we teach, he teaches the same thing. But what he's not going to reveal, he was that swinger brother. He ain't going to reveal that. But anyway, go back to Malachi 3 and 5. Yay!
And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers.
False swearers. Put it on the screen. Yuri, Leviticus 19:12. What is a false swearer? Read that.
Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 12.
Come on!
In verse 12. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord.
Right. That goes into perjury. Give me the next images. Y'all got IT? I think I sent y'all 3 or 4. Yep. Perjury and false statements. Yuri, back to Malachi 3 and 5.
Yes, sir. And I will come near to
you. We're almost done.
And I will come near to you to judgment. And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers. And against those that oppress the hireling in his wages.
And those that oppress the hireling in his wages. Leviticus 19:13. You might say to yourself, this doesn't apply to us. Nobody oppresses the hireling in his wages. Oh, you would be shocked. I got a story, but I'm trying to see how I want to tell that story. Because it took place right here. It took place right here. Right here. All the brothers say, hey, you a trucker, I'm a trucker, let's be truckers. Let's all be truckers. I got, hey, what is it called when you got your own, what is it called? I got my own authority. I control all this. I'm gonna hire you. But you know what? I don't like you guys too much. I like these brothers better. So I'm gonna give you guys the good jobs. You get the better high paying job. You other ones, I'm not really giving you too much work. Read it, Yuri.
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13.
Don't get mad, get glad. Read.
Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning.
Some brother was being paid late, wasn't getting paid the same amount. Everything was just unjust. Read it again, Yuri.
Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning.
Malachi 3 and 5 again.
Malachi chapter 3 and verse 5.
Come on!
And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless.
The widow and the fatherless, Exodus 22:22, down to 24. We're almost out of here.
Exodus chapter 22, verse 22. Mm-hmm. Ye shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry. Mm. And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword.
Damn.
And your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless.
Was that 24?
Yes, sir.
Go back to Malachi 3 and 6. 3 and 5, I mean, 3 and 5.
Yes, sir. And I will come near to you to judgment. And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against all false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts.
Watch this.
For I am the Lord I change not.
I change not. Go ahead.
Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
That's why we still in existence today. Y'all hear that, brothers? And with that, 12 tribes! 12 tribes! 12 tribes! And with that, we say shalom.